have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
The Beyond Defense family is a talented group of artists from all genres of music. From hip-hop to inspirational neo-soul, Beyond Defense was founded by artist and CEO David Benton, who had a simple vision to encourage people to truly go beyond their own fences. Since inception, the artists on the label have built a reputation for building communities and award-winning hits. Book Beyond Defense for your next gathering at www.beyonddefense.org. Beyond Defense, your one-stop shop to everything entertainment. BDF.
Yeah. This goes out to the boss.
Hosanna.
My savior died up on that cross.
Yeah, they tried to send him to an early grave.
My father rose up, now we all can be saved. He is the way, the truth, and the light. Man, I'm on my way to greatness, following Christ. My father lives in me, yes, I feel so alive. Got these burdens on my back, I'm so weightless, right?
Order my steps in your word, dear Lord. Lead me, guide me every day.
He's working miracles in our L-I-F-T.
Yeah.
Faith is the evidence of things unseen. Have you doing things different? Change your thinking and your thought. Have you hopping like a six tray, bouncing when you walk. It's you before a second, man. I hope you got your groove. This verse is certified. JC approved.
I'm brand new, brand new. My soul just had a detox. I'm sorry, I got cleansed like a pure fire, fire, fire. My heart is in that bold desire. Oh, desire. I've been clean, I've been redeemed. My name is in the book for eternity. I do it all over again. Through God's lens, I'm pure as gold. Ain't nothing like feeling new,
brand new, brand new.
His Christian message are true,
true, true, true, true.
What a gift you've given me,
my Lord.
All His love, it completes me.
Sure.
Not just for me, but for you. Read His word and see it true.
Feeling brand new. Tell me what I can't do. Some of y'all are still mad. Can't understand you. Negativity, unhealthy, life is fast food. Why you mad, you? Always in a bad mood. We in Cancun. Blasting this holy water. Thanking God every day. He's a holy father. Y'all running around like you don't have another option. Must have seen faith. Anything possible. New attitude. Brand new mindset. It's a lot in your past. You got a doctor. It's some brand new goals. You ain't even tried yet. It's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 steps from your backbone. Up to your tricep, you can build the kingdom, and you need my help. Being poor, I ain't like me, you can try well. You created in His image under God's care, huh?
I'm feeling brand new, brand new.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
Thank you kindly, thank you kindly. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, your main man, the coach, David Benton, and I am in the building. And you know what? I
am smiling. Welcome right here on Beyond the Radio. Shout out to the Elation family. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. Shout out to all the listeners. We love you. We love you. And we thank you. And we appreciate you. That's right. That's right. I'm smiling because I'm alive, I'm breathing, and I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful for life. That's right. I am grateful for life, and I have every reason to smile. Even through time, listen, I know times get hard. That's called reality. But life is what we make it through our lenses. Meaning our mindset can change the trajectory of what it looks like. And you can create your heaven right here on earth. That's right. You can create your heaven right here on earth. And shout out to the Beyonce Fish family. Y'all heard when that intro. Listen, that song was called Brand New 2.0 by my main man, Beyonce Fish artist G. Will. DJ G. Will, what you guys call him. That's right. So, with that being said, I hope you're ready for a wonderful show tonight, because we're about to go in with some beautiful topics. Y'all know how we do it. So, can I get a drum roll? The coach, the infamous, Shay Samuels, are you in the building?
Shay Samuels is in the building, and I'm smiling.
Go coach.
I have a semi-special guest who wants to say shout out to the Elation family. Say shout out to the Elation family.
To our family.
Tiny. What's up, Elation family and the Beyond the Fence family? I'm excited to be with you all tonight. And Coach David, I'm excited for this topic.
That's right. That's right. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. And with that being said, can I get another drum roll? The funny, our comedian, the Beyond the Fence comedian, Tommy Two Toes, are you in the building?
Tommy Two Toes is in the building, and I'm smiling.
Two toes, how you week been, brother?
Rough, man. I'm tired. Man, I've been cleaning up all week. I've been spring cleaning. And, I mean, you seen the difference, man, but it wore me out, man. It wore me out.
Man, tell us about that, bro. I mean, what have you seen this with spring cleaning? I mean, after all, man, you do got two prosthetics. So what did you do? What's up with the spring cleaning thing?
No, man, I just use them as excuses. You know what I mean? But no, it was just, I mean, it was some extensive cleaning. I mean, I'm scrubbing. I'm pressure washing. Man, I was even outside cleaning shingles. And
come
I mean,
on,
I'm
man.
Talking about I clean. No, for real, man. I mean, nah, just because after I did everything I thought I needed to do, I went outside and cleaned the porch and swept, cleaned the windows. I think I should have been on somebody's payroll as much cleaning as I did, but it was just to get the place back presentable, and you know the seasons changed, so I went ahead and remodeled. I moved some furniture around. You know what I mean?
Yes. And I think that's important in households, man. You know, like just to have that spring cleaning time where you just wipe down the walls and just do remove the furniture, just switch things around, make it look different. I really do think that's important, bro. And I'm happy you said that. I think it's necessary.
Definitely, I agree.
I think it's necessary. So today's topic, men and women of God, kings and queens of the world. While Thomas did that, he was keeping it real. He told you his honest truth. He said, man, look, this is what I did. It was tough. really didn't feel like it, but I did some spring cleaning. I think that's one of the definitions of keeping it real. I hear this all the time, especially from young people. If you know, in the inner city where I'm from, where, you know, we're all from, to be honest, I hear young people. Actually, I'm going to be honest, it's really people older than me, but they're in the inner city still. And it's this thing, it's a slang term. Instead of keeping it real, they say standing on business. I'm standing on business. And when they say standing on business, men and women of God, kings and queens of the world, some of you may know, some of you may not. But for the ones who you may not know, when somebody say they're standing on business, it means I'm keeping my word. This is as real as it gets. You can't get no realer than this. I'm standing on it. I'm firm. This is what it is. Tommy Two Toes. I remember I talked to you, and this was something that you really was talking about, man. I remember you was talking about this. Or you're like, man, I hear people talking about standing on business, and I think this will really be, like, beneficial to talk about when it comes to standing on business, or shall I say keeping it real. What's your stance on that, Tommy Two Toes, when you thought about my brother?
See, what it was, man, I was really joking, not necessarily with you, but when I initially had the conversation, somebody told me I need to stand on business. And I was like, well, you know I don't have any legs, right? But realistically, just standing on business, you know, in a serious term, it basically means, basically, in my mind, doing what you say you're going to do. So that way when someone mm-hmm. hears your mouth, or at least when you say something, they don't have to second guess you, because they know you're going to stand on business and basically do exactly what you say you're going to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You want to expand on that, Coach Shay? All right, so
Coach Shay might not be standing on business right now. But
Coach, are you on with us?
Now, I think your mic might be messing up.
Yeah, I think her mic is messing up. So look, until her mic comes on. Okay, so me with standing on business and keeping it real, I really believe, like, we have an identity crisis in our inner city. You know, I think, you know, when it comes to standing on business, or shall I say keeping it real, I think we got the wrong influence. I think the people who saying it the most are the worst examples on how this influence should be. I don't think we have the right role models. Maybe we're standing on business, and they're standing on business is more related to violence, manipulation, all the things that can get you deleted from the earth, and things that can get you incarcerated for multiple years, where you will be away from your family and society, and you'll be in an environment, a controlled environment that tells you what to do. You know, they tell you when you can go to sleep, well, when it's time to go to bed. They tell you when it's time to get up. They will make you make up your bed and sleep on top of it as long as it's made up. You cannot be under the covers at a certain time, or you will go to a special housing unit, which we call the hole. We have the wrong people who have the influence over our young people, and they give you the false definition of standing on business. I think when it comes to standing on business, or keeping it real, what's we say, I think it's your character. I think it's a positive character, a courageous character. Standing on business for me is taking care of my children, taking care of my responsibilities, you know, paying my bills on time, managing my money the correct way, treating people with dignity and respect, and following the principles of scriptures. Crochet, or is your mic back on? Breaker, breaker. Coach K, are you in the building?
I'm in the building.
All right, Coach K. Coach K, she's back on with us. They've been missing you. I'm pretty sure they're like, where is Coach K? We want to hear Coach K.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you, Coach K.
Okay, good. I'm not sure what was going on there. You guys can hear me now?
Yes, we can. Yeah, we can hear
you. Okay, I'm not sure what happened there, but yes, I'm back in the building. So, Coach David, you actually, when you first asked me the question, that was what I was actually going to say. You guys are going to teach me something tonight, but when I think about standing on business, I think about standing on truth. Being a business owner, you know, as we are, we see a lot of things, we do a lot of things, and one of the things that I think about business is great reputation. And so when I stand on business, I'm standing on what values, of course, business owners or businesses have to kind of have that reputation for: integrity, good character, financially astute. I'm thinking about things that, you know, so I think I'm interested tonight in hearing Tommy Two Toes. I'm interested in hearing your take on this tonight because I love to learn. I absorb a lot of stuff. And I was just in a session right before we came on, and I literally was talking in Proverbs 18 and 16. And I started with, or 15, really, I started with a wise man, a woman is always learning. And so I think that this is something tonight, if you listeners don't have pen and paper out, and you may not be the person standing on business, you might really need to start saying, I'm standing on business. But I think, Coach David, it is the same thing for me, where it's about reputation. It's about what are you standing for. No business wants to see themselves go down or plummet in the midst of them trying to rise up. No business wants to feel like they're failed. No business wants to feel like they're broke. No business wants to feel like they're cheating people. So when I say standing on business, or when I hear it, I'm thinking about just a person of integrity and of good character. Back to you,
yes,
Tommy Tito.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Coach Davis.
I want to say something with that, Coach. I'm going to tell you, today, when the young, like that's why I was explaining earlier, when people say standing on business, it really just means, you know, I'm keeping it real. I'm real. So it's like, what is our, I'm going to take, let's take the standing on business part away, and let's come with, I remember Dave Chappelle, and I am going to promote that. Dave Chappelle, the Chappelle Show, where, you know, they had a part where keeping it real goes wrong. And it was so funny. It was hilarious. And they always, you know, I think we got a big problem. Like, we keep it real, but it's not. We think real is real, but it's really fake. And they say standing on business nowadays, but it means just keeping it real. And we all have family members. If you're not from the inner city, you have family business in the inner city. You know what goes on, what we would call, air quotes, the hood, right? I'm black, so I'm saying it just like that, you know, from the hood. And people say, I'm real. I'm keeping it real. And our young people are really getting harmed spiritually and physically by their definition of keeping it real. Our young ladies are being in bad relationships, and a lot of them taking the role of men, you know, based on, well, I'm going to keep it real. We want to help people grow from that type of mindset. I don't care if it's even in religious community. They say, man, I love God. And they feel, I'm keeping it real with God. But you're not keeping it real with yourself. That's reality. Tiny Two Toes.
Yes, and I'm thinking about all of the examples I can think of you know, keeping it real going wrong. Because like you said, and I agree, that the definition, according to who you're talking to, keeping it real usually means two or three different things. And I believe it also because it's going to come with maturity. You know, once you get a certain age, you're going to understand that You know, you have to keep it real now. But, of course, you know, younger, like you said, a lot of times in the quote, like you said, the hood, keeping it real has a total different definition, and it's usually attached to probably a negative or semi-negative situation.
Right.
But
right.
At the same time, keeping it real is about being an adult full time.
That's right.
Coach Dave, yeah, I want to say something on that. So, so keeping it real, like literally, when I think about that, I think about women. You said something about women, you said something about men. A lot of times, women, we have a tendency of keeping it too real. You talk about keeping it real and how it goes wrong, right? I'm a person, I got to say this, ladies, just because I am very, very, very transparent, especially when it comes down to some of my indiscretions. But, like, when I'm angry, y'all, I keep it real. when I'm angry, I keep it real, y'all. Listen, if y'all want to be, we talk about the patty cake and, listen, when I'm angry, everything about me comes out. Everything about the person comes out. Everything, like I'm talking about, I used to have really bad road rage, y'all, but this is when keeping it real goes wrong. And you know that somebody about to be in something big or major, y'all, because they start saying, like, I'm just keeping it real. Like, I'm about to keep it real. You know it's about to go down.
That's true.
You know it's about to go down when they say, I'm about to keep it, you know, I'm going to keep it real with you. When it's something that they've been holding on for a really, 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 really long time. But let's talk about when keeping it real goes wrong, ladies. Sometimes when we are, you know, and people call it our bag, when we're upset, we're angry, we're frustrated, you know, we don't use our discretion to keep it real with dignity, keep it real with grace. Keep it real, you know, and I'm going to say this word, signified, based on who's listening. But we don't keep it real in that manner. So when keeping it real goes wrong, I think we have to think about the person on the other side of that keeping it real. I'm speaking specifically to the ladies, y'all, because I personally, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes, I personally know that when I'm angry, keeping it real can go wrong for me all the time. What happens is I done spit out a lot of keep it real stuff that may not be able to be healed or may not be able to be like that. Some things you just can't go back and say sorry for. So, Coach David, when you said keeping it real going wrong, that's the first thing I thought about. There's a lot of other things in the workplace. You guys, anybody in the workplace, you know, if you are in an environment, you know, we're on this platform, so we're talking to a lot of quote-unquote signified people and some people who come on and may not be. But, you know, in the workplace when you want to keep it real with your boss, right? You know, the workplace when you want to keep it real with your coworker. And so we, like I said in the beginning, you come out of character just to keep it real. So, Coach David, I appreciate you saying and kind of freeing me from the whole, like, standing on business to when keeping it real can go wrong. But I want to, you know, help coach somebody through that tonight, that sometimes our anger, when we get angry, keeping it real can definitely go bad really, 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 really quick. So how do we keep it real with discernment? That's what I want to share in the second half. Coach David?
Yeah. And I think that's the scary part. So now you get to a point, so, okay, well, keeping it real goes wrong. Watch this. So was you keeping it real? You know what I'm saying? Like, was that real? And I'm so guilty of it. So I had to question myself, like, I too, and I think a lot of us does that, Coach Shay. We may be, you know, it's a blessing. Not many people have your type of boldness where they can just be that honest. And be myself, I can be that honest as well. I can get upset and I say some things like, well, I shouldn't have said it, but I said it. Well, it is what it is now, you know. And it's like, was that real or was that fake? Because it's like, I think if I was real, I would have thought that through and realized these things are going to be hurtful. So keeping it real would be like, maybe I shouldn't hurt this person with these words that I'm about to say. But I think our ego, our pride, a lot of that getting away. None of us want to be what we would call a loser. No, none of us want to lose. We want to win in the game of life. So even if something like that, we may feel like we're going to lose. And say, no, you know what? I'm not going to allow this person to hurt me. I'm going to hurt the person before this person hurt me. So I might not cut them physically, but I'm going to cut them with these words. I have a song that called Words Never Hurt Me Enough, but I realized, you know, words do hurt. I don't even really play the song anymore because it's like, you know what, words do hurt, but I want to get to a point to where, you know what, I'm not going to allow these words to cut me because I know that they're not true and I know my value. And if they are true, I still know where I'm trying to go and I'm trying to be better than their truth that may be accurate on my character. I think we all need to decipher what keeping it real is and understand that we may not be keeping it real. We may be keeping it fake. Tommy Two Toes.
Yeah, all I'm thinking about is the words that hurt, or at least that, you know, hurt people. But, yeah, you're right, man. It's a lot of time it's keeping it fake, but, you know, we disguise it is by saying it's real. Or maybe it's real to us when we're doing it, but... Yeah, most of the time it usually is fake. Most of the time it usually is fake. And hey, I just want to reiterate, Coach Shea was correct. When she gets upset, we feel it. Or at least I feel it. You know what I mean? But hey, I just want to put that out there.
You know, sometimes too, like we also... Coach David, you emphasized it to us that you were in a gang, and sometimes we keep it real for the wrong reasons. And you know, I don't know why I'm talking to the women tonight. Maybe because I am a woman, but I'm just talking to the. Sometimes we can put ourselves in positions, especially with friends, relationships, family members, where we're just like, you know, we've been taught to keep it real in a way that doesn't allow us to grow, right? So keeping it real can be in a position of just kind of like a loyalty that's not loyal to you. And so at times, you know, we can put ourselves in a position where we're being loyal to situations and we consider that keeping it real. We're keeping it real for the brothers. We're keeping it real for the sisters. We're keeping it real for the guy. We're keeping it real for the girl. We're keeping it real for the family. And unfortunately, if they're not going where you're going, then keeping it real, again, can go wrong. So keeping it real can keep you stagnant. Keeping it real can keep you, and of course, not growing can be equal to. Keeping it real can keep you bound. Keeping it real. Listen, some of us, again, we're talking to the sanctified tonight too. Some of y'all are in the same churches keeping it real. And unfortunately, you're not growing. You're not getting new information. You're not getting information that's going to cause you because you're just keeping it real. So I'm going to say Coach David, back.
Yes, and in this second half, y'all, we're going to explain to y'all what keeping it real really looks like, because a lot of us, our definition of keeping it real is really wrong. Somebody might do something to somebody and feel that that act that they did against that person was justified. To them, it was right. To the other person, it was clearly wrong. So now what's good to you was bad for somebody else. So was it bad or was it good? So now we got to say, all right, is our keeping it real real, or is our keeping it real not so real? And that's where the maturity is going to come in. That's where your spirit man is going to come in. That's when what's inside of you, you're either going to be the higher version of yourself or you're going to be your devil consciousness, which is your lower self. We, right here on Beyond the Radio, on Elation Network, we want to help you become your higher self, because what comes with your lower self is those type of standards, those type of principles. So in the second half, we're going to give you the definition of what keeping it real is. And with that being said, halftime, where the music is.
Where the music is.
DJ, don't make me start beatboxing, because I will. DJ, I will start beat. Matter of fact, since the music not coming on, Tommy Two Toes, you want to bust a freestyle with no profanity?
Oh, I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to keep it real. One, two, three into the four. I'm sitting on the radio with Coach David. And now you know I can't rap. God didn't bless me with that. So I'd rather you do it, Coach David. You're the one with the million-dollar mouthpiece, so you might want to do something.
Well, I'll say this. While we're waiting on them, let's go ahead and get the sponsors out the way. Were you about to spit something, Coach David?
You know I'm about to start freestyling.
Go ahead and freestyle, Coach David. Let them see what you're working with.
Nah, go ahead and do the sponsors, Coach Shay. I think we should get them out the way.
No problem. Let's go ahead and give a shout-out to our sponsors tonight. Paula G, Voice Lady Wisdom After Midnight. You guys hear her every single Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Beyond the Radio. Paula G Voice is a quality voiceover, a voiceover that you need for your business. If you are a business owner, if you are a company that has training programs and you're looking for someone to do voiceovers for your trainings, if you are a music director at a radio station, or even if you're a business owner and you want infomercials, we want you guys to look Paula G Voice up. If you keep saying to yourself, I want my business to grow, I don't know why I'm not making sales, maybe it's the voiceover. So stop trying to do it yourself and call Paula G Voice. Make sure you reach into her at Paula at PaulaGVoice.com or PaulaGVoice.com and let her know that the Beyond the Fence family sent you. We cannot forget and always have to give a shout out to DJ G Will. G Weezy is what I call him. You heard that song, Brand New 2.0, right at the beginning. That's DJ G Will. But did you know that he DJs as well? If you're in the Knoxville, Tennessee or surrounding area, we want you guys to look DJ G Will up. Make sure you contact him at Beyond the Fence. That's BeyondTheFence, @gmail.com. You can also connect with us at Beyond the Fence. Again, BeyondTheFence on Facebook and say, hey, we want DJ G Will at the next event. And we will make sure that he gets the information. Let David Benton, last but not least, can I get a drum roll?
Swing.
Hey, Let's Talk Business Consulting Strategy and Coaching Group, LLC, LTB is in the building. It's an expansion company, mm-hmm. and that's what we're doing every single day. We're expanding. If you are a new business or an existing business, or maybe you have a vision to do business, let's talk business. We are taking business owners and individuals one day at a time, bringing them closer to their purpose and understanding what that is. If you are someone that just wants to know what's going on in life, what am I here for, we have an It's Just a Talk campaign and we want to talk with you. Reach into us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com or make sure you connect with us on letstalkbusiness.vonza, that's V as in Victor, O-N-Z-A.com. We want to talk with you. Coach David, I'm excited about everything that we have going on with Beyond the Fence and with the Let's Talk Business family, and I know that there's so much more that we'll be expanding in the year 2024 on. So I'm going to hand it back over to you, and again, shout out to the sponsors.
Yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Coach Shay. And again, just I echo Coach Shay. Thank you, sponsors. Shout out to the sponsors. We love you guys, and we don't take your kindness for granted. If you're just tuning in right here on the second half, we normally have music, but you know what? We're not going to have music today. We have a hot topic. And, you know, sometimes, man, we just everybody just be so interested in, you know, sometimes the music is not necessary. So, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about keeping it real. And I think a lot of us, I know a lot of us have different definitions of keeping it real. So we understand that keeping it real can't go wrong. You can be honest with someone, but that don't make it right, right? You can be honest with someone and clearly hurt their feelings. That don't make you inaccurate. It just means that you didn't use proper judgment on the person you was talking to, and you didn't empathize as a human being, and you had no type of sympathy for their feelings. You did not care about their feelings. You was concentrating on your own selfishness that you had to be so honest with. I have a right to say this because I'm human and I be in error. That's a reality. I speak on myself because, you know, there are times I will get mad and I will say some things, and while I'm saying it, it's like, well, I'm saying it, I don't care right now. The reality is that's not keeping it real. That's showing lack of care. That's showing lack of love. That's showing lack of honor for the feelings for the other person. So I'm not keeping it real. Anytime I damage another person by my words or by my actions, that's not keeping it real, because the results will always be negative. The results will always resort to more evil, meaning we are in our devil consciousness. Why? Because we going to the dark side. We want to go to the most evil side instead of standing on righteousness. When you stand on righteousness, you will keep it real. When you stand on righteousness, you would not want to deliberately hurt another person's heart feelings or degrade them and make them feel less than, instead of building them up and tell them their weaknesses, how they can be transformed and renewed into a better being and a higher version of themselves. We'd rather tear them down much more. We want to tear them down where they're demolished instead of giving them a chance for reconstruction. We should do some rework, put them down to the foundation to remodel. But now we want to do demolition work based on our false definition of what appears to be real. Coach Shay.
I love it, Coach David. I love how we never know what the next person is going to say, and we end up kind of in the same realm. But I want to say here, Philippians 4:8, and this is in a totally different translation, but it says, keep your thoughts continually fixed on all that is authentic and real, honorable and admirable, beautiful and respectful, pure and holy, merciful and kind. Coach David, tell me that didn't just kind of sign off on what you said. Tell me that didn't just sign off on what you just said. And I know that we hear that as, finally, brethren, think of things that are true, noble, and kind. I wanted to read it in that translation for the sake of what you just said. Also go to what keeping it real looks like scriptural as well. Matthew 7:20 says, and you will know your real if you bear fruit. Now, we've been talking this whole time about how when you speak to someone in a certain type of way, when you're keeping it real with the wrong people, how it can keep you stagnant, it can keep you bound. If you're keeping it real does not allow you to bear fruit, or you don't see anything fruitful coming out of keeping it real, like, let me tell y'all, I'm going to give y'all an example. When I first came on to Beyond the Fence, I was very authentic. I'm still very authentic, very authentic. Kept it real. Like I said to Coach David, I said, hey, look, this is what I can do. This is why I'm here. And I did everything. I kept it real. Did I not, Coach David? Here we're celebrating time on air for that reason. But there were a lot of people in Beyond the Fence that wasn't keeping it real. There were a lot of people who weren't authentic. There were a lot of people who said they could do it, and they never did. And because of it, we kept growing, and we kept growing, and we kept growing, and we kept growing. We're here today on Beyond the Radio because we kept it real with one another. So there are people, if you don't see their fruit and they're keeping it real, I think you need to second guess they're keeping it real. Tommy,
come on,
two toes, I'm a happy day to you.
I want to ask y'all a question because I want to know about this when it comes to keeping it real. A woman puts on an outfit and asks me, does this make me look big? What do I say? Because I want to keep it real, but like you were saying, if I keep it real, possibly in one of my definitions, I know it's not going to be fruitful. But I don't want to lie. You know what I mean? So, I understand what you...
That's what understanding, I think, from speaking as a woman, because I'm speaking for the women tonight, I think that just comes with what Coach David said, understanding how to keep it real. Keep it real honorable. They want to know the truth. Y'all, I'm going to tell y'all, if I say to Coach David, hey, will this look right on me? No.
I told her a little bit. So, I mean, I wasn't trying to hurt her feelings, but I didn't want to lie. So I said make her look big a little bit. Was that reasonable?
We're going to have to practice your lines, Tommy Two Toes. We're going to have to practice your lines. Like, okay, so men, if you ever get asked by a woman, does something look right on them? I know we make it hard for y'all, but I would just say something like, well, you know, it doesn't accentuate the areas that are accentuatable. That's a Tommy Two Toes answer.
Or I say this, me personally, I'm going to be real. And my realness has changed. Like, my realness is really real. So I would say something like, well, I don't like it. That don't mean that it ain't good. That don't mean it ain't a good outfit. It doesn't mean I don't like it. But that don't mean that 100,000 other people are not going to like it. But if you asking me for my opinion, this is just my opinion on it, how I view it. But other people might think it's freaking awesome. So you're asking for my opinion. My opinion is not no fact. So my honesty, you know what I'm saying, I'm keeping it real, but generously. I'm realizing that I'm talking to a person. That's when we got to use wisdom, right? We got to have the correct spirit. We got to use our God's ability, our God-given ability. We're creating in God's image and God's likeness. So let's do what God gave us, a thing of wisdom. Right, and wisdom is making good decisions based on the knowledge. So if you have knowledge of the possibility of offending somebody or slitting their feelings or whatever, I mean, you got to use discernment to be smart about it. You got to use your intelligence. So you're going to tell that person, like, listen, you know, yeah, I see what you got on as far as you asking me. I'm one person on the planet of 8 billion. I'm not saying that this is a bad outfit, but for me, I would like to see you as something else if you're asking my opinion. But if that's what you choose to wear and you feel comfortable in it, hey, man, we're going to, you know, wear it. But I think that's where we got to be intelligent. We got to use our maturity and decipher, like, okay, we don't have to like it. You know what I'm saying? But we don't have to humiliate nobody either. Because if that's keeping it real, that means that you're not keeping it real with yourself within. That means you haven't matured. Because you have to realize, like, if I say this, it's not going to be good. Right? But we say it anyway.
Right.
We go against the grain. We go against against the godly principles that's really locked inside of us. Not a book, y'all. It's like inside of us, we have integrity in our heart, in our mind. We know it's wrong to kill somebody. We know it's wrong to kill. We know it's wrong to straight murder. We know it's wrong to steal, y'all. We know it's wrong to lie. That's just morals. That's simple morals. You telling you need a book or a pastor telling you to have morals? Because we're looking around everything except what's inside of us. We're looking on the outside for what's already inside. We neglect what's inside. It's up to you to make the proper choice based on the principles of God. But God has given you all these things inside you that you're capable of realizing what is and what's not, what should be and what should not be. You got to decide what wise decision will you make. Are you going to make a fruitful decision? Or are you going to make a decision based with, or are you going to make sure based on destroying? Are you building or are you destroying? Right? Coach A?
I'm reminded by, can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay. So I'm reminded, Coach David, about, talking about when keeping the real can go wrong. And it really is about maturity. Even when you were answering the question, Tommy Two Toes, when you were asked, you know, about the outfit. And I'm reminded a long time ago, you were giving someone information regarding their teeth, and you were telling them about it because you wanted them to understand the hindrance that it could cause. And so it was kind of like, hey, like, as your bro, I want to make sure you know this, right? And I remember the offense that came about, but like you said, it's about building. Now, y'all, there are people out there that will see us walk around with stuff on our face, clothes that don't look right. I know that we see people out there with tights that's too tight. You can see through them. And it's unfortunate that people keeping it real can be like talking about that person. I'm keeping it real. She look a mess. I'm keeping it real. He look a mess. But then you have people who are truly in your corner keeping it real with you, and we take offense to it. People who are truly on our side keeping it real, which means that we've been saying it for a long time, what's real became fake, and more people are receptive to the fake. More people don't want, and I'm not saying everybody in the world, clearly we're here and we're talking about it, make sure that we keep it real with you guys, but there are people out there who would rather not be told or someone to keep it real. You know, keeping it real can now be an offense to everybody. If you get told, if your boss tells you, like, I'm just keeping it real with you, you've been late every day, you can't talk to me like that. You can't tell me this. I got kids. I got this. I got that. Now you keeping it real with the boss who's telling you you've been late every day. So everybody keeping it real with each other, but nobody's mature enough to really handle someone truly keeping it real. I hope that made sense. Coach David, I'm going to hand it back to you.
Tommy Two Toes, did you want to say something in there, brother?
Yeah, I had a conversation earlier this week, and I wish I had thought about that phrase about keeping it real, because what I've noticed a lot of times, if I make a mistake and go out somewhere in public, in a group of women, it's one woman sometimes that's usually incorrectly dressed, and I felt like maybe they weren't keeping it real with her or something, because as fellas, you know, we don't let each other go out looking crazy, you know, because we're going to make sure if one of us look bad, you know, it makes us all look bad. But I've noticed it seems like women, I don't know if it makes them, they think they look better if the other one, you know, looks bad or something. But it just, you know, I was telling a woman that, she said, whatever. I said, just look, don't look at your friends, but look at everybody else around you. It's groups. I've noticed, at least when I'm out, it's like a group of women, and one woman, maybe she couldn't take the criticism, so they won't give it to her, or maybe they didn't hear it, and they just didn't going to keep it real with her. But I know my fellas, you know, I've made a mistake or two, and before we leave that door, no, you can't go out like that. And I'm like, what? And they, I appreciate it, thank you. And, you know, I'll go change. But I just wanted, so maybe, I guess, you know, their friends ain't keeping it real with them. or they can't take the criticism, so they stop giving it to them.
So even with that, I think that's where the maturity got to come in, because, like, for me, like you said, us guys, it just depends the setting. Like, if it's somewhere it's formal, you got on a sweatsuit, it doesn't fit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, well, man, you might want to change that because it doesn't fit the community we're going to. And, you know, it may make you dress nice, but we don't want everybody, you know, we don't want everybody to talk about you. So we're protecting you. So we're going to be honest. That's keeping it real. Honesty is keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? But with love. Honesty with compassion, honesty with empathy, honesty with love, that's keeping it real. Not honesty with hate, honesty with fake, honesty, but you're still manipulating while you're being honest. It's what mindset are you being in? Are you in your God or are you in your devil? Or in your higher self or your lower self? Which spirit, or shall I say vibration, which spirit are you in? Which spirit are you allowing to operate? Which spirit are you allowing to be the God over your life at this moment? Your higher self or your lower self? So we got to learn how to decipher what is and what's not. Love is keeping it real and honest. Fake is being honest, but rude or mean or with an evil intent. It's evil. So that's not real. You might be honest, brutally honest, but you're not keeping it real. Because you only did harm. You only did damage. You must do damage control. That's keeping it real. Coach Shay?
Yeah, I think, you know, Coach David, in my closing, I want to say that there's a lot of people out there right now hurting from people who thought they were keeping it real. You know, you said it best, when keeping it real goes wrong. And it could be the wrong, you know, like, you know, you talked about the Dave Chappelle show, but I laughed because, you know, one of the things that they showed there was a Caucasian woman who was keeping it real with a black woman and like, oh, I like your hair, and just going in and picking in the hair, right? And it's like some people kind of go around now and they're like, I'm just keeping it real, and it can be offensive because it's one, you know, race to another. I'm just keeping it real. And so this whole thing, this whole episode about keeping it real really, really, really hones in on understanding first and foremost who your audience is. Like, who are you quote-unquote keeping it real with? Are they people that trust you? Are they people that don't feel harmed by you? Are they people who will receive what you're saying? Because it goes back even to the story of Joseph, and I can't really get into that right now, but Joseph was telling his brothers a vision. Was he keeping it real, or was he like, I know y'all hate me, but I'm going to tell y'all what God said to me? You get what I'm saying? What God showed me.
Right.
It's like, are you keeping it real with your haters? Are you keeping it? So who's your audience? And when you understand that, you'll know sometimes you can just, like, keep it closed. You don't have to keep it real. So many people hone in on this whole, that's just who I am. I just keep it real. But understand your audience. That's the first thing. And then also on the flip side, for those of you who haven't been able to receive people who love you, keeping it real with you and understanding they're not attacking you. They're not trying to say you're not something or you're not doing what, you know, you're. It's just kind of, hey, look, I noticed this about you. And so what? 1,000 other people don't notice it. At the end of the day, if I trust you, if I receive you, it goes back to what I said in the beginning, then there are certain things that I'm going to take in about you keeping it real. Mm-hmm. So it's two sides of it. Literally, maturity is everything. That's what binds the two things that I just said from one side to another. What binds this thing together like glue is maturity.
That's right.
It's maturity. Coach David, I remember when we first met one another, I used to wear very, very unique shoes. And I think you saw a post one day, kind of like nervous about saying, like, why are you wearing those type of shoes? And I put a post up, like, I love my quirky shoes. And you were like, oh, my God, like, it's intentional, right? It's intentional. And so you kind of said it afterwards, like, yeah, because I was wondering why I really didn't like those shoes. I didn't take offense to it. That was you keeping it real with me. Sometimes keeping it real can be funny, y'all. And you have to understand it. So the thing that binds what I just said, the two things I just said together, the bind it like glue is maturity. And understanding that just because someone is keeping it real, so the person keeping it real, know how to talk to the person that's receiving it, and to the person receiving the person keeping it real, know, you got to know, like, if that person is for you, what they're keeping it real about can't be against you. And the glue that holds that together is maturity. That's my closing. Tommy Tucos?
My closing is, in order to keep it real, you first need to keep it real with yourself. Mm-hmm. And anytime you're thinking about keeping it real, if you feel like it may be negative or condescending, keep it quiet. That's my closing.
Man. Hey, that was deep, though. Like, I don't think people caught that part. Like, don't say nothing at all. Bro, you got to expand on that. Like, why would you say that part? Like, for real,
because
it's so real. Like,
I
people,
mean,
like, you
I'm
don't
actually,
always got
to
say it.
Because we always hear, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. And that's one of the strongest messages we ever get and one of the first messages we get in life. And it's the same way when it comes to keeping it real. If you can't keep it real with someone in a positive way, just be quiet. No harm, no foul.
Man, that's a whole other topic. Because it's like, even with you, Coach Shay, like when you're saying you keeping it real right now, and I love what you said. And it's like us as human beings, it's like, why do we got to get it out? Why we sure we got to get it out when we know it's not going to be right? Like, why we do it? I mean, I got to question myself, like, man, why I do that? I really, and that's what I practice. I really do try to practice. Just don't say it. It ain't that I'm not keeping it real. It's just that this is not keeping it real, because keeping it real is godly. I can be honest and hurtful. That's not keeping it real. I was honest. But it can be harmful to somebody else's spirit. So to me, that's keeping it fake. Because I refuse to be godly to that person. That means I automatically said, you know what? I refuse to follow the principles of righteousness. So I feel I got to say it because I want to keep it real. But that's actually not keeping it real. That's the whole point. We want to make sure the definition stands firm. You can be honest and brutal and harmful. That don't mean you real. That don't mean you real. No, you was honest, but that don't mean you real. I need to learn the difference between what's keeping it real and just being brutally honest. You can get your point across without being hurtful. And then the person receiving it, it is our responsibility to receive it the correct way, especially when you should see that person's character. Sometimes, especially one person you know their character, you know they're not out to get you, harm you. And if you continue to get mad, then evidently you feel that person is out to get you. And you should change your circle. You should change friends. Not be around those type of people. We want you to be a higher version of yourself. And when you become a higher version of yourself, you will find self. You will find out what's real and what's fake. I love you guys. We hope to see you guys next week. Well, it'll be the week after because next week is Easter. We love you. We love you. We love you. Make sure y'all check out the Beyond the Fence page. It's BOYNDAFENCE Enterprise on Facebook, Instagram. We love y'all. So where the music at? Where the music at?
Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at?
Where the music at?
Are you heavy? Stay, Samuel.